So Monday, and that means it is time for MLS Monday, looking at everything soccer-wise from the other side of the Atlantic. Joined, as always, by the Major League Soccer journalist, Drew Farmer. Drew, welcome.
Hey, Andy. Always good to be back here to talk a little MLS on a Monday.
Do you know, I would wonder if people from Toronto were listening to what we've been saying in the last couple of weeks, because we were talking about the fact that Sebastian Giovinco hadn't been playing for Toronto, and we then got into, or at least for one game, and then we got into the fact that there are bigger games maybe to come, but also the geographical issues, particularly for, I guess, the Canadian sides, because there's that bit further to travel south to the US, and by now Toronto's Michael Bradley's coming out and commenting about how difficult the schedule can be. Too many games, too short a space of time, with a heck of a lot of traveling.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. Toronto FC has just completed their sixth game in the last 22 days, and amazingly, that's six straight wins as well for Toronto FC, tying a mark in Major League Soccer from back in 2015. But Michael Bradley did come out after the game over the weekend, a 3-2 win over Minnesota United, in which he, you know, kind of challenged Major League Soccer to fix some of those things with some of this fixture congestion with Major League Soccer and some of that travel. They've gone from Toronto all the way to the West Coast to play Seattle, then back again to play a midweek fixture with Columbus, a game at the weekend, and then they'll be heading off to New York for a game next weekend. So a lot of travel right now going on for Toronto FC. And, you know, we talked about last week how they had held Sebastian Giovinco back from making that flight to Seattle to rest his body. And, you know, in a way, you now see reasons why they did that, because when we get to August and September, this this travel and all these games and the fixtures, it's really going to add up on that on his body. And when you think about it, Andy, Major League Soccer teams travel commercial flights. They don't charter their own flights. They travel with the normal Joes, if you will. And you know, that can really cause a lot of problems for Major League Soccer players throughout the season.
I bet some of these big names, where they go over to America and they've got used to flying on the air, as you say, chartered flights or whatever, and suddenly you're there, you're flying with everyone else. If you're new, like a Sebastian Schweinsteiger or so, that must be weird to get used to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're flying from New York to LA, you might be sitting right next to Bradley Wright Phillips, or, you know, you could be sitting next to Sebastian Giovinco if you're going from Toronto to Orlando. So, you know, great for MLS soccer fans, I guess, if you know, see one of the stars on a plane or sit next to him and enjoy an in-flight meal. But you know, not too great for the players who are especially coming from Europe when they've had you know, they've lived in the lap of luxury over here.
Can you imagine if you're a footballer, you're an MLS player, you're sat on a plane, you end up sitting next to somebody who's playing Football Manager, and they trade you away? Oof, ouch. So moving to some other kind of thoughts on this. One thought I did have, and I appreciate, Drew, this may be not your field of expertise, but if you look to rugby league, there's now the Toronto side in rugby league. They play outside the top tier, outside Super League, but they tend to bunch games. So I think they've got some, like, four or five home games in a row, then they have four or five away games in a row. Can you see that Major League Soccer, if pushed hard enough, could look at a model like that? Or do you think that Major League Soccer will just say, tough, you play in this league, you deal with scheduling as is?
Well, in a way, they do that with Major League Soccer teams, where teams will go on longer road trips, you know, maybe bunch two or three together, in which they can get to those teams and those games, you know, all at once. So, you know, it's a way to cut down on costs and to help out with the fatigue on the body of the players. Maybe they should do that a little bit more, but I think a lot of the times with the midweek fixtures, it's hard to get the fans out for those games and to really make them financially worth it. So perhaps a little bit off, or it's a little bit a time to come before MLS gets back to doing that.
Somebody that the teams, be it Toronto or whoever in future, may have to argue with is a name that will be familiar to people this side of the pond, Ivan Gazidis, who has involvement with Arsenal. He's had previous involvements with Major League Soccer. And now this is quite complicated. It's all seems to be hanging on Arsene Wenger, as so many things in North London seem to at the moment with Arsenal. Is he might, Ivan Gazidis, might go back to Major League Soccer, or he might stay with Arsenal. This is all quite complex. Drew, talk me through how you see it.
Well, I think I know about as much as you do, but the reports from the end of last week or over the weekend from the Telegraph were indicating that Gazidis will stay at Arsenal if he can implement the structural changes that he really wants to put in place and Apparently, there's the butting of the heads right now with Arsene Wenger, but if he doesn't get his way, it looks like he could be headed back to Major League Soccer. Now, he was the deputy commissioner with MLS previously before going to Arsenal in 2009, and he was there with Major League Soccer from the start in 1994, and he really saw it, you know, in its, you know, early years and those lean years as well. So, you know, he'll come back if he does to MLS, and it'll be pretty much a whole new league when he does. It'll be really interesting, though, because the report so far is that he'll come back and take over as commissioner of Major League Soccer from Don Garber. So, you know, who knows if his ideas are going to be the same as Garber's of this current expansion that they've been going through, or if maybe he'll have some ideas of other ways to make the league strong.
A couple more things, Drew. One is kind of an and finally, so we'll leave that to the end. First, we must talk New York Red Bulls. Side we mentioned on MLS Monday quite a bit over the last couple of years, and as far as just form table at the minute goes, they are pants.
Yeah, they are right now. Three straight losses and only one goal scored in that time. And they're really hurting right now. But we did see this from the Red Bulls last season at the start of the year. They started off very slowly. In particular was a slow start from star striker Bradley Wright Phillips. He got it going later on, and so did the team, and they really improved to be one of the best in Major League Soccer. He's only got four goals right now this season, but expect better from them as the weather gets warmer.
And this last thing, it's a proper and finally this, Drew, is in America yesterday it was Mother's Day. And I imagine a lot of footballers, if your family and your mum's in the stadium, you think, well, I'll try and score a goal, you know, make my mum proud of me. And I picked up on Justin Meram. Now, he is a Columbus Crew player. He's a winger. Mum was in the stands yesterday as they were playing Montreal. And he manages to bag a hat-trick and in quite some style as well, looking at this. So I reckon his mum will be well proud.
Yeah, fantastic day for Justin Meram and his mother on American Mother's Day, and a fantastic present to give to his mom. And you know, Columbus having a really good start to this season, and you know, he's one of the better players that they have there with the Crew, and you know, again, a great gift for his mother as Columbus gets the win.
If you want some more MLS-based chat, if you're on Twitter, just look out for myself and Drew. We'll use the hashtag MLS Monday. You can do the same, and we'll pick up on your messages on there. For this week, though, Drew, great to chat. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, great to be here, Eddie. Thank you.